Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. Joining me in the studio this morning are Patrick Williams and Jackie Barnes of Mountainside Family Healthcare. Patrick's the clinic manager and Jackie is a physician's assistant. And they're here to talk about some of the changes going on at Mountainside. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Jackie, why don't you start us off? Tell me a little bit more about your background. You've been here in Sitka for a year, but you've been back and forth across the country. Can you tell me?
Well, I graduated from University of Colorado Health Sciences Center in 1999. That's a program that's family medicine, but with a strong emphasis in pediatrics. I also took additional rotations and training for rural health to better prepare me for work in Alaska. Since December 99, I've been from Fort Yukon to Togiak, spent several years in Angoon and Tok, great to be back here in the Southeast.
And you've been here in Sitka since May, and you've
May
been
16.
At Mountainside. And can you explain to me a little bit first, what is a physician assistant?
Well, we're medical practitioners that work under the supervision, either directly or remotely, of a doctor. We see patients in pretty much every healthcare setting there is, and primarily in family medicine, but in a variety of other functions as well.
And I guess the one of the big changes that's happening is you're going to start seeing primary care patients, right?
Yes.
So what's the difference between primary care and urgent care, and why is this important?
Well, primary care is what most people think of when they think of their family doctor, family practitioner. You go to see them to access health services, including preventive care and screening for medical conditions, maintenance of your chronic health issues, early detection, treatment, things like that. Urgent care bridges a gap in between primary care and the emergency room. So when you can't get in to see your primary care provider for something that's acute illness, injury, but it doesn't require you to be seen in the emergency departments, non-life-threatening, then urgent care is available to see you on a walk-in basis very quickly and get you the care you need.
But Jackie, you're going to start seeing primary care patients, and you're not the only person who's going to start seeing primary care patients. You're increasing your is that correct?
That is true. It's a very exciting time, I think, for Mountainside. Since I've been here and helping to develop this urgent care process, service line that we have now, started out just me, and now we've got two providers that are permanent, myself and Jeff Bentley, physician assistant. We also have a couple of other providers that are rotating in on a regular basis, Norma and Rebecca. So we've really developed this larger team, and with that, during this time, we have seen a great outcry for more primary care providers as well. Mm-hmm. That's been brought up many, many times this year. So Jeff Bentley and I are now starting to take primary care patients of our own as well. And we've got a new doctor coming in that'll be taking primary care. So we're really fleshing out our team for both primary and urgent care, really expanding our services at Mountainside. So it's really a fun time to be here.
And undergoing some other changes as well at Mountainside. Can you tell me a little bit about the modular unit?
Yeah, we're really excited to have more space. When you have six providers, recommendation is have three rooms per provider, and that's nearly 18 rooms. And the clinic that we have now is 10 rooms, so it's not nearly adequate for the amount of coverage that we need for getting patients in and out the door. Adding the modular unit will add 2 to 3 exam rooms in our main clinic. So we'll take all our office space and move it to that. So we're really excited about getting more patients to the door and helping the community as best we can. Adding Jason Koskinen, as Jackie referred to, and Jeff Bentley has really seen a push of patients walking through the door and trying to get in to see our provider. So we're excited about the expansion.
And what's the timeline on that expansion?
I think within the next 6 months, we should have something in place. Currently, they're doing the paving project outside the clinic, which will help tremendously. And we are very appreciative that the Assembly has chose to support us in that matter, both for the modular and the paving, because it was gravely needed. I think it'll really help us focus on the future and get more patients through the door and help out the community as they've supported us.
And is there anything else we need to touch on this morning or talk about before we sign off?
I think ultimately, with what Jackie hinted at and the expansion that we've seen over the past really year and a half, and then incoming providers, Jason Koskinen and Jeff Bentley, and all the OB docs that we have coming down from Anchorage on a rotation, it really shows that we're doing everything we can at Mountainside and at Sitka Community Hospital to support the community. And we're very appreciative that the community in turn supports us, because without them, we wouldn't be here. So that's our end goal, to do everything we can to provide the best care possible and to open our doors and to continue to provide quality care as Sitka Community has done over the past 50 years.
Anything you'd like to add, Jackie? No?
I think she's just really excited for the future, right?
I am loving being here, and it is an exciting time with the expansion. I think we're starting in solid ground and moving forward like up a mountain, and it's better and better every day.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Patrick Williams and Jackie Barnes of Mountainside Family Healthcare.